Sixth Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Zayin. We are talking about a certain type of headgear that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Some type of cloth that a woman would wrap around her head, and they would also have some weight that was wrapped into this cloth to keep it in place. So the Mishnah is discussing different things that were used for this weight. Perefes ala evan vala egos. The al hamadbeya that one can use for this weight either a stone, a nut, or a coin. Now the problem is that even though mitzvah carrying is not a problem because it's considered part of the garment, but we have another problem of muksa, that a stone and a matbeya are muksa. So the Mishnah continues with vachal sifra lechatchila b'Shabbos. She can't do this the first time on Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara explains that this is going on a coin. The idea behind it is like this. Both the stone and the coin are muksa. We're talking about a smooth stone, which is a round stone, which is naturally usable for this purpose. A coin is not generally used for being part of the garment. You want to use it to suspend afterwards. So if it was a stone, and before Shabbos you plan to use it for one Shabbos, that's good enough. Since you will be yachid it for use on Shabbos, it's not muksa anymore. A coin, since its primary use is to be used as a coin, it does not help to be miyafet as a use for one Shabbos, and therefore remains muksa. So the only time it will be permitted to do it is if it was set up before Shabbos, and you're not moving it around on Shabbos, and it's not considered carrying the muksa since it's already on your head. Or, the place can say that if you miyafet it permanently to be part of your garment, then it loses the status of a coin, it's considered part of the garment, and you're allowed it's not muksa anymore. A big chiddush is it's a way of making coin on muksa. One of the more common ideas that this is, some people have tachshitim, they have cufflinks or pins that are made out of gold coins or silver coins, or necklaces that have silver or gold coins on them. So the same idea. Even though a coin is muksa, if you permanently miyachad it for a use or as jewelry, it loses status in muksa, and one is allowed to carry it and move it in Shabbos.